yourself how much you know about the Bible. I know you've got opinions about it, everybody has, but how many people have read the Bible? How many people have studied Bible prophecy? You could get a big laugh out of that, because nothing is more popular and prevalent today than laughing at the Bible or chanting that God is dead. Isn't that interesting? They don't even have a corpus delicti, and they wouldn't know how to identify the body if they could find it, because nobody knows what God looks like and who he is, and aren't even sure which God it is that is dead, and yet they're saying God is dead. Let's assume this is how much you knew about a person. Well, let's say this is how much you don't know about a person. You don't know what his race is. You don't know what he looks like. You don't know when he was born. You're not exactly sure where. You're not sure about the details of his childhood. You don't know what he believed in, what he taught, what he preached, and to whom and for what purpose. You don't know the length of his life's activity. You don't know the manner of his death, whether he died of a broken heart or a spear wound or multiple wounds, cuts and bruises, or what. You don't know exactly where he was buried. There's a lot of controversy over that. You're not sure he was dead when he went there. If so, you're not sure whether or not he died while he was there. And if so, you're not sure who took his body, if anybody. You're not sure whether he's alive or dead today. You're not even sure about the pronunciation of his name. Now, that's an awful lot not to know about somebody and still claim I know him. Isn't it amazing how you can have people tell you, isn't it nice to know the Lord? Or do you know the Lord? Now, here is all of the tremendous doubt and confusion among and between people who profess religion about the subject of God or of Christ, and the tremendous vagaries, they say, of the Bible, not really in the Bible, but at least in the ideas of people about the Bible, the tremendous, broad, yawning gap of difference in the belief of different people supposedly about the same book. They don't even know what he looks like, what he stood for, yet they claim he is dead. Now, how could they do this when they have no method of identifying the body, no corpus delicti? And yet, it's been quite prominent in the news. Recently, they had some college students stand up, and it was at a religious institution at that, I believe, and they stood up and chanted, God is dead, God is dead. Well, that's interesting. It's also a lie, but people aren't sure of that because they haven't seen the proof. That's why I've been going through the book of Proverbs to show that the Bible is a set of laws and rules by which you ought to live. That these are living laws. They are active and they pay off. They pay off for you. They also cause automatic penalties when they're disobeyed. I've been saying in the last couple of programs, we are not ignorant of cause and effect. That's why we have investigations into airlines crashes like the one involving the 727, where the pilot and the co-pilot are being questioned about the cause of that crash. Because we know when there is a crash, there has to be a cause. Aren't we able to also see that unhappiness and crime and divorce, mental disturbance, sickness, financial troubles all have causes? That juvenile delinquency and violence have causes? When they deal with human action, with human nature as it is in action every single day, with life the way people are living it, they seem unable to discover the cause and the reason for man's own private problems. And yet it is so absolutely obvious when you go to the other side of the coin, which is this. There are causes that lead to peace. There are causes for happiness. There are reasons why right living results from living a certain way. In other words, there are principles to live by and laws to put in your own private life, which pay off. They benefit you, not other people. It doesn't matter what people think of you. That's not the point. So I want to point out that the book of Proverbs doesn't care whether or not you disbelieve it, whether or not you ignore it, whether or not you disagree with it. It's not telling you to do so other people will have a good opinion of you. You are the one who is concerned. It's your own private life that's at stake. It's your own mental peace of mind that's at stake. It's your own pocketbook and bank account, your own husband or wife, your own marriage or romance. It's your own personal future, your own happiness that is at stake. And you yourself are the guide and the controller over that. These laws live. You don't need to even know what they are, but if you break them, they're going to break you. And if you obey them, they pay off. They are principles to live by, not just casual suggestions.